What's up, Mr. Good? We're back here again for the final part of this amazing project that you put us through. It was truly an amazing experience. Let me just say that before we go on and dive into the wonders of senior season. But yeah, man, thanks for making me do this. You know, I think it's going to make me grow as an individual. So, what's up, AP English? It's your boy Lil Meech, joined here by
Kate.
And we're here to dive into the wonders of senior season. I mean, if you ask me, the 2017 to 2018 school year is an absolute movie. I mean, it's just been fantastic on every single level, in every single capacity. There's really no better way to put it. Let's dive into the number one leading cause of bad grades senior year.
Senioritis. I think I had that, like, way even before senior year.
Yeah, I think I developed that as a freshman, but that's okay. So first I'm going to ask Caitlin, what was the hardest part of getting through classes and completing assignments and grades as a senior with this defined medical term as senioritis?
Well, like, I just always, like, don't feel, like, kind of senior year, you're kind of just, like, you know, like, the first, like, three quarters, like, I was, like, trying and, like, doing stuff, you know? Like, I mean, like, it depends, like, there's certain aspects of things, like, certain classes I would, like, always, like, kind of, like, put some effort into, but there's, like, certain classes where, like, you don't even need to put effort in to get a good grade, which I felt like I had a lot of those, like, so I kind of just, like, breezed through them, but, like, once you hit, like, quarter four, like, it's game over, like, I just don't care about anything anymore, especially, like, being out for, like, surgery, like, I just was, like, I don't even care about making this work up, like, some of my classes I've been to, like, period six, I went there twice in the last month. So, like, that's not a joke. Like, I just leave school. Like, I don't come. I come in late, which I have a doctor's notes and stuff. But, like, I just am never in school. And I just, like, always, like, just push the work off and just don't do anything. And I just really feel no point in even going to school anymore. So, like, it's just really.
Yeah, I can second that. We're actually recording this after we left first period because we realized we weren't doing a single thing today. And that just really defines my senior year. Yeah, throughout the year, I mean, I really just found it extremely difficult to complete any type of assignment or any type of work. So,
like, my motive and, like, desire and, like, drive and ambition is just gone.
Yeah, it went freshman year for me. But
hopefully it picks back up.
That's okay. So, yeah, senioritis really, it hits you like a brick in the nicest way possible.
It's a real thing. Like, I don't care what anyone says.
Yeah, I thoroughly agree. So, let's move back to our athletic career of senior year. Caitlin, I know you don't have a whole lot to say, but I'd love for you to expand upon your injury.
Well, so I tore my ACL, obviously, last year, junior year, and my doctor, love him, hate him, wouldn't let me play. So I sat out my whole senior season of soccer, but I was still a captain, no big deal. Yeah, I had no motivation to go to practice or do anything. Like, I was just so over that, like, I actually got in a lot of arguments with my coach and just, it, you know, it was a great season. A lot of drama, a lot of just really got in there. But my doctor let me play in my senior night, which was pretty cool, even though I played for like 10 minutes and then hurt my knee and started crying on the sidelines. No big deal. Then I was actually able to start playing again for like my premier team outside of school. When was that? Like February. And played for, like, 4 months. Was doing great. Like, it felt so good to be back out there. Can't lie. Then, tore my ACL again. And my meniscus. So, we're back to square one. No sports. No nothing. Just PT exercises now.
Wrestling season for me was by far my best ever. I won a second divisional Class L state championship. Two times. So, that was pretty cool. Went out to make the open final where I lost the decision 7-2, which hurt a lot. I'm actually tearing up talking about it right now. It's really hard for me to talk about. And then went on to play 6th in New England, which is probably one of my better accomplishments during high school.
Because you came back.
Yeah, because I wrestled back 5 straight matches and won every single one for a spot to place, actually defeating the kid who beat me in the state open, which is a very cool experience.
And he cried like a baby.
And he sat in the fetal position for about for about 30 minutes in the corner of the gym and just cried his eyes out. My dad actually took a video of him.
Stop.
And we watch it very often. It's funny. I swear to God.
The fetal position. The way you say that, it's so funny.
Yeah, so that was pretty funny. And then we move on to golf season. And we're still in it. Yeah, I still have one more match to play here on Thursday for the city championship. But the golf season, there's a little wrinkle during golf season. I had surgery actually the day after Caitlin, but it turned out to be absolutely nothing. My doctor just wanted to go in and poke some holes in me for fun. So that was cool. Did that.
Experience.
Yeah, it was a good experience. The probe ball hit me hard, and I was like, skiddly beep. So, yeah, that was cool. Let's move on to prom. Let's move on to senior prom.
Dimitri and I went together to senior prom.
It was
such a special night.
Oh, my God. Relax.
I was on crutches, which kind of sucks, but, like, you know, it was okay. We went, you know, did the whole prom thing. Food was awful.
Food was trash.
Dimitri danced all night, which was fun to watch. I got one slow dance, which was all, because I could not dance at all. But I still had a really fun time.
Yeah, we crushed it. Kate wore a very beautiful, sandish colored, white and sand colored dress. Bamboo, we call it. And then I proceeded on to get a paisley bamboo bow tie with a...
bamboo cummerbund,
which is pretty tight.
Yeah, he looked great.
Suit fit me so well, can't lie. It was awesome. Then obviously me and Kate went together, took a party bus there. It was a really fun experience.
Yeah.
Senior prom was by far the best one yet. So that was pretty cool. Senior year really just emulates the best experiences of my high school career. So that just added on to it. Why don't we dive into our college selection here?
Okay, well, obviously, I chose the University of St. Joseph in West Hartford, and I'm going for nursing, and I want to go on to be a nurse anesthetist. I'm going to play soccer at USJ, too, but I'm redshirting this season with my obvious injury, and hopefully I'll be back for next year. Well, I will be, but, you know.
We hope.
Well, we do know, but we just hope nothing else happens. We're done with the knee surgery. But, you know, that pretty much explains it. I'm really excited. I go to orientation the 19th, a couple days after graduation. Really excited, you know, just...
Can I ask you why you picked the USJ?
Yeah, I picked USJ for, I guess, a lot of reasons, actually. Like, I like its location, how it's close to home, but still, like, far enough away where I have, like, my own life. Obviously, if you're playing soccer, they have a girl, like, one of the best nursing programs in the state. So that was pretty good. I chose it just because I just like the atmosphere of the campus. I just can just see myself there, I guess, in a way. I don't know. I just love the school.
Yeah, so I chose to venture out farther away from home and Caitlin. I went out. I've committed to attend the University of... Or Miami University, excuse me.
Come on.
I dream. I wish I went to Florida. But I've committed to Miami University as an Evans Scholar for the 2018 to 2019 academic year.
In Ohio. 644 miles away from me.
All right, you're crazy. I decided to go out there mainly because of the scholarship opportunity that I was granted. I received a full tuition housing scholarship for the next 4 years to attend Miami, so I thought that that would be the best fit monetarily and academically for myself. I've attended orientation, I visited the school twice, and I truly love everything about it. It's the number 3 party school in the country, so it's just going to be an absolute movie there, to say the least. So that's the college selection and the scholarship. Why don't we move on in the last couple minutes that we have here to talk about the senior year activities and the extracurricular activities. Okay, let me ask you, what was your favorite senior activity this year?
Well, I was pretty bummed I couldn't do powder puff because of my knee, but, like, in the grand scheme of things, it wasn't that important. We lost anyways. I still went. It was fun to watch you guys. Your cheerleading was really good. So that was a good experience. I really liked our friend group when we did, like, Friendsgiving and Secret Santa. Those are pretty fun times. We, like, all gathered at one friend's house. And for Friendsgiving, like, everyone brought, like, Thanksgiving dinner. We had the, like, big feast in a way. And then Secret Santa. That was pretty fun, too.
Yeah, we have a great friend group. A really supportive, close, tight-knit friend group. So it was fun to do those things with each other.
Yeah. It was just kind of fun, like, one last hurrah with all the friends. And just, I don't know, it was just overall a good year.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with my favorite senior activity. Definitely being, I don't even have one. I think I am going to go with Friendsgiving. That was pretty fun.
The food was really good,
too. Yeah, the food was so good, and, like, all our friends. It was just such a fun night. You know, obviously. It was, like, because when us and our friends all hang out, typically there's, some type of, you know, fun to be had. But, like, this was just more of, like, a quaint night.
It was just, like, a genuine, just, like, pure friendship and fun. Like, no, like, kind of crazy, like, party. It was just, like,
it was just
all love and friendship.
Yeah, it was a really, fun experience. So there's that. And then as far as the extracurriculars go, I moved on to win a DECA state championship in business law and ethics with the one and only Matthew Bear, where we then attended ICDC for a second time down in Atlanta, which was a really cool experience. I already talked about what it is, so I'm not going to go too deep into it.
Another favorite memory of mine is when I went to Florida.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty fun. But
yeah, that was. And coming into your senior year, you went to Kentucky, so that's kind of part of senior year.
Yeah, that summer going into senior year, Kentucky. Yeah, that
yeah. was fun. The trips were really cool senior year. And then
I really liked our senior skip day, too.
Our senior skip, yeah, me and Kaylin went to watch out for the day. It was a great day.
Yeah, that was a great day.
We ditched the crowd and did something fun between the two of us. That was pretty cool. And then I went on to serve as the youth attorney general for the school year. And it was just a really fulfilling experience to be involved at a higher level with all my peers. Well, let's talk about our final regards of senior year. Good, bad, etc. Just give me a 2-sentence synopsis on good, bad senior year.
Senior year was good with my friends and, like, activities and stuff-wise, but just, like, work and, like, academic-wise, I'm just kind of over it and wanted to be over.
Yeah.
Excited to graduate.
Yeah, similarly, the work was awful. Nobody ever likes to do schoolwork, so that's that. But, that was just a really good experience. There was a lot to offer during senior year. There was a lot of fun, and, it was definitely fun to be joined around the faculty, admin,
it's just cool
and,
to be a,
and
like,
the peers at Maloney.
Just cool to be top of the class.
Yeah, like, it's awesome
kind of do what you want.
To be at the top of the pyramid, per se. yeah, it's a good experience. So, for this English final, bro, this is it. We'll see you never. Signing off.
We'll miss you next year, yeah, Mr. Good.
We will miss you, bro. You better listen to this. I'm going to be really upset. I'm gonna email you and ask you if you listen to this whole thing.
At least just listen to, like, the last minute.
Yeah, it wasn't last minute at all. All right. For Meech and Kate Talks, this is Dimitri Karna signing off from Maloney High School.
This is Kaylin Mayhew signing off for Dimitri's podcast.
All right. Take care, my dude.